I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, a team sport that takes its cues from CrossFit holds its first national championship. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
New York Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter has taken his last at-bat at Yankee Stadium, and it was a dramatic walk-off single. Is that a fitting end for Mr. Jeter's 20-year career?
Gee, I am so sorry John Updike died before he was able to immortalize this event the way he did Ted Williams' last career at-bat home run. An RBI single in a meaningless game.
Yeah.
Good for him. The people in New York are happy, happy.
He did win 5 championships.
So. No, not by himself.
All right. This weekend brings to a close the ceremonies that have showered Jeter with guitars, customized cowboy boots, and furniture made out of baseball bats. Has the celebration of his career exceeded your expectations?
The gifts certainly have. Somebody gave him a customized Fender guitar in Yankee pinstripes, even though Derek Jeter doesn't play the guitar. Perhaps they confused him with Bernie Williams.
He'll now have time
but
to learn,
this
I guess.
This baseball bat furniture thing is apparently a trend, because not only did Jeter get one from the Chicago White Sox, he got a bench made out of bats, balls, and bases, but back in the day, Mariano Rivera got a chair made out of broken bats.
Mm-hmm. This week, Phil Hughes, who pitches for the Minnesota Twins, missed the chance to make a quick $500,000. A rain delay on Wednesday left the right-hander one-third of an inning shy of a performance bonus. Why didn't he just go in for one more out?
He says he doesn't want to. He says it wouldn't be fair. He says, it'd be sort of gimmicky. He said he'd go in if they were fighting for a playoff spot, but they're not. I think the Minnesota Twins should step up here. I really do.
I bet they will.
Either that or God should, because he sent the rain.
There's more he said in the saga of Ray Rice and the elevator video this week, Charlie. A law enforcement official says he anonymously sent the video to NFL security chief Jeffrey Miller. Miller denies receiving it. Do you think he was just out of the office that day?
This is getting messier and messier and messier. I don't exactly know what the resolution of this whole thing is going to be, unless somebody winds up going to court for some reason and the discovery process produces something and people start taking oaths. Without people under oath, anybody can say anything.
In the wake of the discussion of the NFL's handling of domestic assault, some sports writers and columnists have called for the suspension of Hope Solo, who continues to play for the U.S. women's soccer team despite having been charged with domestic assault earlier this year. Do you think they're right?
They certainly have a point. I mean, the Hope Solo situation is radically different from the Ray Rice situation. But the same thing. I mean, she's pleaded not guilty. She's going to trial in November. She can get 6 months in jail. She apparently is charged with assaulting her sister and a nephew at a family gathering. I don't believe it's a dead end. I don't believe it's analogous to the Rice situation, but I think it's certainly a call for the women's national team to make.
On Monday, the family of former San Diego Chargers defensive back Paul Oliver sued the NFL for, quote, wrongful death, blaming football-related concussions for his suicide last year. The suit also alleges fraud and negligence. Might we finally see the legal discovery process that you have been hoping for?
Yeah, I think you're going to see more and more of these lawsuits, and sooner or later, one of these lawsuits is going to crack open the piggy bank.
On Wednesday, prosecutors announced that a grand jury in New York had decided not to bring criminal charges against NASCAR driver Tony Stewart in connection with the death of Kevin Ward Jr., who died on August 9th after Stewart's car hit him. How would the Honorable Charles P. Pierce have ruled?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't hear the evidence. It was a grand jury, obviously, so it was held in secret. Kevin Ward was determined to be under the influence of marijuana the night of the accident, quote, enough to impair judgment, which is a whole different can of worms. What hell's he doing behind the wheel of a sprint car while he's stoned? But I would have expected that it went a little bit further than a no bill.
I don't think of professional golf as a great source of trash talking, Charlie, but I gather Phil Mickelson provided some just before this weekend's Ryder Cup competition began.
Yeah, he provided some very, very golf-like trash talk where he said, at least we're not suing each other, because Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell are suing each other for something. But for Phil Mickelson, that's Richard Pryor. That's as far out on the edge as Phil's going to get.
Right, and it's not exactly two guys dropping their golf gloves.
No, exactly, because that would be hard to do because you have to, unfasten them.
It takes time. Yeah, tempers might cool.
Those hockey gloves, they're easy. You just kind of throw them
That's
off
right.
like that.
Serbian center Darko Milicic hasn't earned a spot on an NBA team for the past 2 years, but he's still a professional athlete. What, did he sign a D-League contract somewhere?
No, he's going to go into kickboxing. Darko's going to be a kickboxer. Darko, of course, is a memorable draft bust, having been taken second in the draft behind LeBron James that year and having been taken ahead of Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, became a legend because of that and because he couldn't play in the NBA because he wasn't good enough. So now he's a kickboxer.
And he's like, this is guy's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's got those long legs.
Yeah,
for
he can get you from across the ring.
Right. The NBA season won't begin for another month, but already the Memphis Grizzlies have been crowned the champions of Stadium Promotions. Would you like to describe the team's most anticipated giveaway?
Zach Randolph, one of the stars of the Grizzlies, is nicknamed Z-Bo. So in April, the Grizzlies are going to give away Z-Bo ties, which are bow ties with Z-Bo's face on them.
These will be
gigantic sellers, by the way.
Maybe sellers on eBay.
Or... And if we don't get a picture of Z-Bo wearing a Z-Bo tie, I'll be very disappointed.
And finally, this week, the president of the University of Cincinnati offered the president of Ohio State a bribe, hoping to ensure that the Ohio State football team would take it easy on Cincinnati. Tell me this isn't the sort of scandal that will just melt away.
Well, oh boy, was that terrible.
That was the last question.
I hope Darko lands on you someday. Yeah, they're going to give him some ice cream. Grater's ice cream, the signature ice cream of Cincinnati. University of Cincinnati president, by the way, with the wonderful name of Santa Ono.
Yeah.
Which probably the
gives
guy
gives lots of things to lots of people.
Yeah, probably the guy who used to come to John Lennon's house for Christmas. Yeah, he's going to give some ice cream if Ohio State promises not to pummel the Bearcats too badly.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.